Not long afterwards, as Beleg had feared, the orcs came across the Brythiach, and being resisted with all the force that he could muster by Handir of Brethil, they passed south over the crossings of Teiglin in search of plunder. Many of the woodmen had taken Beleg's counsel and sent their women and children to ask for refuge in Brethil. These and their escort escaped, passing over the crossings in time, but the armed men that came behind were met by the orcs, and the men were worsted. A few fought their way through and came to Brethil, but many were slain or captured, and the orcs passed on to the homesteads and sacked them and burned them. Then at once they turned back westwards, seeking the road, for they wished now to return back north as swiftly as they could with their booty and their captives. But the scouts of the outlaws were soon aware of them, and though they cared little enough for the captives, the plunder of the woodmen aroused their greed. To Turin it seemed perilous to reveal themselves to the orcs until their numbers were known, but the outlaws would not heed him, for they had need of many things in the wild, and already some began to regret his leading. Therefore, taking one Orleg as his only companion, Turin went forth to spy upon the orcs, and giving command of the band to Undrog, he charged him to lie close and well hid while they were gone. Now the orc host was far greater than the band of outlaws, but they were in lands to which orcs had seldom dared to come, and they knew also that beyond the road lay the Talath Dirnan, the guarded plain, upon which the scouts and spies of Nargothrond kept watch, and fearing danger they were wary, and their scouts went creeping through the trees on either side of the marching lines. Thus it was that Turin and Orleg were discovered, for three scouts stumbled upon them as they lay hid, and though they slew two, the third escaped, crying as he ran, "Golog! Golog!" Now that was a name which they had for the Noldor. At once the forest was filled with orcs, scattering silently and hunting far and wide. Then Turin, seeing that there was small hope of escape, thought at least to deceive them and to lead them away from the hiding place of his men. And perceiving from the cry of "Golog!" that they feared the spies of Nargothrond, he fled with Orleg westward. The pursuit came swiftly after them, until, turn and dodge as they would, they were driven at last out of the forest. And then they were espied, and as they sought to cross the road, Orleg was shot down by many arrows. But Turin was saved by his elven mail, and escaped alone into the wilds beyond, and by speed and craft he eluded his enemies, fleeing far into lands that were strange to him. Then the orcs, fearing that the elves of Nargothrond might be aroused, slew their captives and made haste away into the north.